Hey guys, how are you doing this week? I was about to say, Mardi Gras is coming, but this is just a New Orleans thing. But I hope you're in some way celebrating that Mardi Gras is coming wherever you are in the world. And I'm gonna be honest with you guys, I've recorded this episode a couple times and just been like, nah, that wasn't right. That's not what I was supposed to record this week. And this all kind of stemmed from that. I just want to be honest with you guys about what I'm sharing and share when I feel good about an episode. And I just intuitively have been feeling like the episode for 2019 needs to come out next week, and I haven't had enough time the past 2 weeks with exams and presentations and projects and, grad school life, just a little window into my life. I'm recording a lot of these things, at my desk, at my bed, after at like 8 p.m. after classes and everything. And that's fine, and I love this, and I totally take ownership of all of this, but for telling 2019, I need a little bit more time and space to gather, to gather my thoughts because that was a big year and I am so excited to tell you guys about it and let you guys hear my lessons, but I need more time to kind of figure out how the episode is supposed to go. And yeah, so that will be next week. And then after that, guests will start being on the show. And I already have some guest interviews recorded. And I have an interview planned for this week and next week and some other ones coming up. Yeah, and I'm really excited to share the guest interviews with you guys. And then, yeah, from there, do some kind of neuroscience, maybe more related topics. I think that will be really good. So for today, I knew I wasn't gonna talk about 2019, and yeah, I went really back and forth on what I was gonna talk about. Had a couple ideas, recorded one, was like, that's not what I'm supposed to talk about. What am I supposed to talk about today? And what I settled on is, I'm gonna kind of call this a bonus episode. And what I'm gonna do this week is I'm gonna read for you guys three of my poems. And I don't know if you guys know me personally or just know me in general. I don't know if you know that I write poetry and it's so funny. If any of you guys knew me in high school, I hated poetry. I was so anti-poetry. I just kind of hated it. We used to have to recite poetry in high school, and I was just so angry about it, and I hated it. Funny enough, when I kind of started doing the work and got more in tuned with my emotions, kind of in 2019 was when I started writing poetry. So this will be a nice little, I guess, window into the year you're about to hear about. All of these poems I wrote in 2019. One of them has been posted on I don't know why that was so hard to say. One of them has been posted on Instagram. I'm gonna read that one first. You guys have heard that one. The other two have never been posted anywhere, so they're completely new to the world. No one has ever seen them. So I'm gonna read those two. I think I have a fourth one that no one has ever seen that I will read maybe next week at the end of the episode or another week. So stay tuned for that. But yeah, I'm really excited to share these poems with you guys, because yeah, two of them are completely new. So I'm gonna start with the first one. And they don't have names. I guess if I had to name this one, I would probably name it Saving You. So yeah, I'm going to start with the first poem. I'm going to take a deep breath because I can't do it without that. So I'm going to do a quick inhale if you guys want to do it with me. In through the nose. And exhale. Okay, here's the first poem. It was never my job to save you. When you needed to learn to save yourself. And in saving you, I abandoned myself. I was now the one who needed saving. Everything that I was given to you. I was left an empty vessel after pouring myself all out to you. I had to crawl out of my own depths. But no one could save me, I knew, but myself. So that's poem one. Now for the next one. I guess I would probably call this one Your Muse. I am not your muse. I am not someone you turn on and off affection for. I need consistent love. I don't want to inspire you. I want you to see me. See me crying, a mess on the floor. And for you to tell me how beautiful I am. And for you to thank me for showing my heart to you. This is the kind of love I crave. Okay, so for the last poem, this is a short one. I guess if I had to title it, you know, I'm going to title it after it, because if I title it now, it'll give some of the poem away. So here's the last one. And she felt something lift inside her. When she no longer denied her demons, but instead invited them to dance with her. So that's a short one, but I like that one a lot. So yeah, here is my little bonus episode. I almost want to read another one. Would you guys want to hear another one? Like maybe one I shared on Instagram, because I really enjoyed reading these. Okay, I'm going to read you guys one more. I'm going to read this one. I opened myself up to you in so many ways that night. I spoke my truth, then our bodies became one. After it all, tears welled up in my eyes, and you just held me. The tears streaming down my face. I'm not sure if you knew how much it meant to me that night. How beautiful it all was to just be held by you, raw in all my essence. So yeah, I guess I read you guys four poems. The two middle ones I haven't shared. Really like the first one I haven't shared that I shared with you guys. Yeah, so here's my little bonus episode. And yeah, stay tuned for next week, where I tell you guys the story of 2019. And this will probably be another longer episode. But yeah, I'm very excited to share with you guys. And we'll get a head start on that soon. So have an amazing rest of your week. And I really hope you enjoy this episode. Thank you so much for listening. And yeah, love you, and have an amazing rest of your, I guess, third week of February. All right, bye.